Maybe.
Thank you very much. Glad you're here tonight. It's going to be fun, I think. Are you ready, Robin? Yeah.
Covered with snow, railroad tracks all covered with snow, railroad tracks all covered with snow. The wheels keep slipping and the cars won't go. Ho, them Johnson girls, ho, them Johnson girls, ho, them Johnson girls, them Johnson girls is the cause of it all. If I live to see next fall, I ain't gonna plan no weed at all. Ho, them Johnson girls, ho, them Johnson girls, ho, them Johnson girls, them Johnson girls is the cause of it all.
Thank you very much.
I better have been warmed up when I started that.
We're glad to be here in Albany, New York. I'm Robin Williams. For those of you who don't know, this is Linda over here in the right. We are from the cultural and intellectual mecca of Middlebrook, Virginia.
Right.
Down a little bit south of here. Middlebrook's not the end of the world, but you can see it from Middlebrook. And we're going to play some different types of country and folk music here. That last tune, that instrumental, was a Irish tune. And this next song is a rewrite of an Irish murder ballad. Originally, it was called Step It Up, Mary, and now it's called Step It Out, Nancy. It was originally, we rewrote the song because it had an old and tired version of the murder ballad that is followed by many, many murder ballads. In the original murder ballad, Step It Up, Mary, you had the fair, young, delicate flower who had fallen in love with a handsome young devil, but her parents hated him, and it's not the normal in-law syndrome that many married people run into. This was really carried to the extreme. They hated him to the point of where they kill him. And she being what we term a delicate flower of Southern womanhood, a DFSW, she could not stand the pain of living without her loved one there on the veranda, so she takes her own life. Well, we thought this was a pretty wimpy view of women. The wimp factor in that song was pretty high, so we had rewrote the song where the woman stands up for herself. It's got a chorus. It goes, step it out, Nancy, pretty darling. Step it out, Nancy, if you can. Step it out, Nancy, pretty darling. Show your legs to the wealthy man. So join in if you feel like it. In the tradition of the murder ballad, it's 9 verses long, so you won't have any trouble learning the chorus by the end.
In Cheyenne and Wyoming, there's a maiden fine and fair. Oh, her eyes, they shone like diamonds. She had long and golden hair. When the cattleman came a-riding, he came to her father's door. Mounted on a milk-white pony, he came at the stroke of 4. Step it out, Nancy, birdie darling. Step it out, Nancy, if you can. Step it out, Nancy, birdie darling. Show your legs to the wealthy man.
That's the chorus now, folks.
Now I've come to court your daughter, Nancy, of the golden hair. I have wealth and I have money. I have goods beyond compare. I will buy her silks and satins and a gold ring for her hand. I will build for her a mansion. She'll have servants to command. Step it out, Nancy, pretty darling. Step it out, Nancy, if you can. Step it out, Nancy, pretty darling. Show your legs to the wealthy man.
Now can't you see I love a cowboy, and I've promised in my hand that I want your house and money. I don't want your goods and land.
Nancy's father spoke up sharply, said you'll do as you are told. You'll be married on the Sunday, you will wear the ring of gold. Step it out, Nancy, birdie darling. Step it out, Nancy, if you can. Step it out, Nancy, pretty darling. Show your legs to the wealthy man. Oh, well, the cattleman spoke with fury, said you will not have that man. And he rode from town in anger with his rifle in his hand.
Now
he came back from Colorado, on his pony it was a sack. Deep red with the blood of the cowboy slung across the back. Step it out, Nancy, pretty darling. Step it out, Nancy, if you can. Step it out, Nancy, pretty darling. Show your legs to the wealthy man. Pretty Nancy cried in anguish. She wept and tore her hair. She slipped into her father's room and found the pistol lying there. On a Sunday came the wedding. The townsfolk gathered at noon. They saw Nancy pull the pistol and shoot down that wealthy groom. Step it out, Nancy, pretty darling. Step it out, Nancy, if you can. Step it out, Nancy, pretty darling. Show your legs to the wealthy man.
Though he rots beneath the ground, and I shall rot in jail.
There in the crowded courtroom, 12 good men took their stand. Said, we will not hold you, Nancy, for killing that wealthy man. Step it out, Nancy, pretty darling. Step it out, Nancy, if you can. Step it out, Nancy, pretty darling. Show your legs to the wealthy man. Step it out, Nancy, pretty darling. Step it out, Nancy, if you can. Step it out, Nancy, pretty darling. Show your legs to the wealthy man.
that roof.
Thank you very much.
Nice singing there, folks.
If you were a bluebird, you'd be a sad one. Yeah, I'd give you a true word, but you've already had one. If you were a bluebird, you'd be crying, and you'd be flying home. If you were a raindrop, shine like a rainbow. If you were a train star, the conductor would sing. Oh, if you were a raindrop, you'd be falling, you'd be calling home. If you were a hotel, grand one. If you hit a slow spell, do you think you could stand one? If you were a hotel, I'd lean on your doorbell, I would call you my home. Stretch alongside you, I'd help you pass byways that have dissatisfied you. If you were a highway, I'd be stretching, I'd be fetching you home. If you were a bluebird, true word, but you've already had one. If you were a bluebird, you'd be a-crying, you'd be flying home. You'd be flying home.
Oh, you're too kind. Well, we got to have a little song here for you that we were inspired to write after having gone to the Rafine Virginia Moose Lodge one night to dine and dance with the moose and had a wonderful time. Some friends of ours have a band down home, a little country and rock and roll band called Music and Then Some, and they mean every word of that, too. That's not an idle threat, is it? We had a great time, came home and just couldn't get the evening out of our heads. Came out with this ridiculous little tune here called Rock and Roll Out on the Rural Route. Oh, Robin, do it to me now.
I spent 3 days at the wheel, and I must have drove 2,000 miles. Long haul, it felt good to see that gal of mine smile. Well, you late night high rollers, if you want to search me out, you just address your cards and letters, yeah, out at the rural round. Take out your fiddle, take out your bow, play a little tune called a Cotton Eye Joe. Take that guitar off the wall, honey, you and me is gonna have a ball. Well, are you gonna make me holler? Yeah, and I'm gonna make you shout. We're gonna rock, or we're gonna roll out on the rural round. We're gonna roll out on the rural round. Oh, what's in love if when I told her I was making. I'm standing on the rock and I got my feet out of the sand. There'll be sugar in the bowl every night in this old house. We're gonna rock, we're gonna roll out on the rural round. Well, take out your fiddle, take out your bow, play a little tune called a Cotton Eye Joe. Well, take that guitar off the wall, you and me. We're gonna rock, or we're gonna roll out on the rural round. We're gonna rock, or we're gonna roll, yeah, out on the rural round.
Folks. Well, we've been recording for this little company down in Whitesburg, Kentucky, the Cumberland Plateau area of Kentucky, down there in the coal country, and there's a steadiness down there that the rest of the country doesn't see. The rest of the country sort of goes through ups and downs of hard times and depressions and booms and all that stuff, but it's been steady hard times down there for years and years and years, and it's a song that sort of came out of hanging out there for a while. A song called Pine County.
Pine County seen hard times. Just look at the lines on their faces. Hanging around the county courthouse, man, you can see some real sad cases. Oh, I can't stand to see them fall, 'cause they're all true friends of mine. Truth to tell, my pockets are bare, and I don't see the rainbow sign. And darling Jenny, what have you to say? Are you gonna come or are you gonna stay? I got I gotta scratch. I'm gonna walk in the wind to see what I can catch. I'm gonna walk in the wind to see what I can catch. I pack up the night before, but every sunrise finds me here. But this time I'm walking out the door. Darling Jimmy, just what are you to say? Are you gonna come or are you gonna stay? I got an itch, I got a scratch. I'm gonna walk in the wind to see what I can catch. I'm gonna walk in the wind to see what I can catch. In Pine County, seen hard times. Just look at the lines on their faces. Hanging around the county courthouse, man, you can see some real sad cases.
Well, dealing with a lot of these people from the Cumberland Plateau area up around Hazard and Whitesburg, Kentucky, and over into Wise, Virginia, we've met a lot of these folks, and we've learned from these mountain folks that you should never really screw anybody from the mountains because they don't forget. Years can go by. We've talked to a lot of people who can remember 50 years ago when someone kicked their dog or stole their chicken or some such thing as that. And they always say, you know, well, if that sucker hadn't have moved away or if that sucker hadn't have died, I'd have gotten him. And they would have. They don't forget, and you just better count on it. If you do someone wrong, never go around without thinking about it. Well, we always wanted to find some way to put that kind of attitude into a song, and strange as that might sound. And we never really could find a way until we read this book called Night Comes to the Cumberland by Harry Caudle from Whitesburg, Kentucky. And in that book, he was explaining how the Civil War started, how the family feud started during the Civil War there in the mountains. And after reading that book, we came up with this nice, cheery little tune here called Murderers on the Cumberland Plateau. Thank you.
swine. They're drunk and laughter, ridicule, my darling, who lay dying. No one was there to hear us as we sang our bitter tune of broken-hearted paupers on the wretched road to ruin. So we headed off the mountains to the settlements below.
Off to kind of not exactly lay around. We've been busy on our days off, and we have been recording a group of children's songs for the Gentle Wind Company right here in Albany, New York. And yes, I think they're wonderful. Glad you, those are all Donald's and Jill's relatives out there clapping. But we've had a good time, and we hope it will be for children of all ages and not just the small wonders that run around the earth. And we've found some great songs that we think are really fun to sing. In fact, this one that we're going to do for you now, which is on our tape, has gotten to be one of our favorite songs. It deals with a serious subject, one dear to all of our hearts. I'm talking about the bathtub toy now, the little sailboat, or the little, in this case, it's called the rubber blubber whale that is floats around the tub with you. And I know that I hide mine when people come to visit because I don't want them to think that I'm not a mature adult.
And I don't tell anything.
That's right. Check your friends' bathrooms out sometimes when you go there unexpectedly. It's amazing what you can find there out about a human being. Anyway, at the end of it, it's got verses that sort of run into a chorus. There's no real clear stopping line, so there you'll just have to kind of, you need to sing on this, and it'll be good for your soul to sing on the song. The part that you'll want to jump in on goes, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, whale, blubber, whale, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, whale. I think y'all can get that. I know that we have an intelligent audience here tonight, and